him. Then he blinked at the boat.
It's an 80-foot Carly Fashion River trireme with fishtail spear deck and ramming prow, he said automatically.
He got the impression that more was expected of him. He cast around for something suitable.
It's got more than 500 bits, he added. Every plank on the deck is individually cut. Look.
Fascinating, said Tepic. Well, I won't hold you up. Carry on the good work.
The sail really unfurls, said Gringer. See, if you pull this thread, the
mask had moved. Dios was there instead. He gave Gringer a short glare, which indicated that more would be heard about this later on, and hurried after the king. So did the ghost of Tepikaimon the 27th. Tepik's eyes swiveled behind the mask. There was the open doorway into the room of caskets. He could just make out the one containing Petrachi. The wedge of wood was still under the lid.
"Our father, however, is over here, sire," said Dios.
He could move as silently as a ghost.
"Oh, yes."
Tepic hesitated and then crossed to the big case on its trestles. He stared down at it for some time. The gilded face on the lid looked like every other mask.
"A very good likeness, sire,"
prompted Dios.
"Yes," said Tepic. "I suppose so. He definitely looks happier, I suppose."
"Hallo, my boy," said the king.
He knew that no one could hear him, but he felt happier talking to them all the same. It was better than talking to himself. He was going to have more than enough time for that.
"I think it brings out the best in him, O Commander of the Heavens," said the head sculptor.
"Makes me look like a constipated wax dolly."
Tepic cocked his head on one side.
"Yes,"
he said uncertainly.
"Yes. Well done."
He half turned to look through the doorway again. Dios nodded to the guards on either side of the passageway.
"If you will excuse me, sire,"
he said urbanely.
"The guards will continue their search."
Right. Oh.
Dios bore down on Petrachi's casket. Flanked by guards, he gripped the lid, thrust it backwards, and said,
"Behold, what do we find?"
Dil and Gurn joined him. They looked inside.
"Wood shavings," said Dil.
Gurn sniffed.
"They smell nice, though," he said.
Dios's fingers drummed on the lid. Tepic had never seen him at a loss before. The man actually started tapping the sides of the case, apparently seeking any hidden panels. He closed the lid carefully and looked blankly at Tepic, who for the first time was very glad that the mask didn't reveal his expression.
"She's not in there," said the old king. "She got out for a call of nature when the men went to have their breakfast."
"She must have climbed out," Tepic told himself. "So where is she now?" Dios scanned the room carefully, and then after swinging slowly backwards and forwards like a compass, fixed on the king's mummy case. It was big. It was roomy. There was a certain inevitability about it. He crossed the room in a couple of strides and heaved it open.
"Don't bother to knock," the king grumbled. "It's not as if I'm going anywhere."
Tepic risked a look. The mummy of the king was quite alone.
"Are you sure you're feeling all right, Dios?" he said.
"Yes, sire. We cannot be too careful, sire. Certainly they are not here, sire."
"You look as if you could do with a breath of fresh air," said Tepic, upbraiding himself for doing this, but doing it nevertheless.
Dios, at a loss, was an awe-inspiring sight, and slightly disconcerting. It made one instinctively fear for the stability of things.
"Yes, sire. Thank you, sire."
"Have a sit down and someone will bring you a glass of water, and then we will go and inspect the pyramid."
Dios sat down. There was a terrible little splintering noise.
"He sat on the boat," said the king. "First humorous thing I've seen him do."
The pyramid gave a new meaning to the word massive. It bent the landscape around it. It seemed to Tepic that its very weight was deforming the shape of things, stretching the kingdom like a lead ball on a rubber sheet. He knew that was a ridiculous idea. Big though the pyramid was, it was tiny compared to, say, a mountain. But big, very big, compared with anything else. Anyway, mountains were meant to be big. The fabric of the universe was used to the idea. The pyramid was a made thing,